Women's basketball scores from earlier today. There are some finals in. In fact, all but one of the GPAC games have gone final, so let's take care of that bookkeeping chore. And then we will get into the men's starting lineups for this contest. It was Morningside over Mount Marty, 82-66. Dakota Wesleyan over Dort, 76-42. Northwestern over Briarcliff, 71-60. And it was Hastings over Doan, 69-64. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for the visitors from Nord College, Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 9 points per game. Alec Henriksen wears number three. He's a 6'2 sophomore from Spirit Lake, averaging 14.9 points per outing. Marcus Winterfeld wears number four. He's averaging 9.9 points per game. He's a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center. Chad Markema wears number five. He is a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Falls, averaging 4.8 points per game. And Taylor Feenstra is a 6'7 junior from Hull, averaging 8.3 points per game. For Dakota Wesleyan, they will start Trey Vandenberg, a 6'3 junior from Madison, averaging 18.1 points per game. Nate Davis is a 6-foot freshman from Watertown, averaging 7.7 points per contest. Dort College controls the opening tip. Tate Martin is a 5'11 senior from Mitchell, averaging 13.7 points per outing. Ty Hoagland is a 6'3 freshman from Del Rapids, averaging 16 points per game. And Jason Spicer is a 6'6 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging a team-high 21.4 points per contest. First shot off of the glass, no good by the defenders and Taylor Feenstra. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan in their light blue jerseys. The stars down the tops and shorts. Shot by Martin, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Marcus Winterfeld. Here comes Dort College with their second possession. We have yet to take the lid off of the pail on either side. Henriksen, hesitation, right-handed shot, good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead it 2-0. 19:05 remaining in the first half. Our women's game got over early. They were kind enough to start the men's contest a little bit early as well this evening. That is not always the case here at the Corn Palace. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball after Wesleyan misses on a three-point attempt. O'Donnell at the top of the key, just outside the old three-point line. Passes over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, backing his way in against Spicer. Feenstra in traffic, off of the glass, good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 4-0. The Dakota Wesleyan fans taking exception to Feenstra's shoulder into the sternum of Spicer that time. With it on the left side is Hoagland, guarded by Barkema. Two-point basket by Hoagland, no good. And Wesleyan has come up empty on its first three possessions now. Dort College basketball over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema backing his way in against Hoagland. Nothing there. Outside Winterfeld, three-pointer. Catch fire three. Most misses, no good. Rebound taken away by Spicer. Spicer ahead to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin turns on the Jets. Gets around O'Donnell. Layup no good, but a foul on the play. Called against Andrew O'Donnell, and free throws on the way for Tate Martin, a 71% free throw shooter. He's a 5'11 senior from Mitchell, South Dakota. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. This Dakota Wesleyan men's basketball team is 7-2 in the conference, 16-5 overall. The two losses in the GPAC are to Concordia and Northwestern. The other losses for Matt Wilbur's team are to Bellevue, Jamestown, and Dakota State. Tigers won seven games in a row from December 7th through the 30th. Stopped a two-game losing slide to Dakota State and Northwestern with a win on Briarcliff 1 week ago this evening. Martin makes both free throws. Pass goes into Feenstra. Feenstra against Spicer. Spicer holding his ground. Feenstra off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra's shot no good, but he's fouled on the play by Trey Vandenberg. And more free throws on the way. This time it'll be Taylor Feenstra shooting the free throws. Taylor Feenstra, Jason Spicer. That'll be a battle underneath the basket. First free throw on the way for Feenstra is up short, no good. Another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Free throws off the mark, no good, and now a foul called. Are they going to call a lane violation? It'll be a lane violation called against Dakota Wesleyan. And Taylor Feenstra will have another free throw on the way. So Taylor Feenstra, a right-handed free throw on the way. He gets another chance at it. And this one's up and off the heel, and he missed three in a row. And now Barkham is going to be called for a push on the rebound. Kind of sensed that one coming. The officials were on this end of the floor far too long, and Matt Wilbur got his chance to make a point. Some of the fans had the opportunity to make a point. And if you think that the officials, Sean Johnston, Corey Oldrich, and Kevin Cook, don't hear some of those points being made, you're fooling yourself. Pass goes underneath. Two-point basket is up and good. Ty Hoagland ties it at 4-4. 4-4 our score. With the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra turns against Spicer. Shot no good, and that time Spicer defended it pretty well. Here comes Wesleyan. Into the front court is Martin. Martin drops it off underneath. Layup is good for Nate Davis. Six unanswered for Dakota Wesleyan, and the Tigers lead it by two. Into the front court with the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball gives it up. Out front, Barkema. Barkema to Henriksen. Henriksen the runner in traffic. Good. Alec Henriksen, the GPAC player of the week for his play last week. He averaged 24 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 5 assists per game, and a couple of wins for the defenders. Right side with it is Spicer. We're tied 6-6, nearly 3.5 minutes into this contest. Shot is no good by Trey Vanderberg. Dort College comes away with the basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, long three, up, good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point bucket, and the Dort College defender lead is 9-6. 9-6 our score. Martin into the front court in between the circles. Hesitates. Loses it. Stabbed at by Henriksen. Bounce pass underneath. Layup is good. Spicer on the assist to Hoagland. Hoagland with the bucket. He's got four. Spicer is second on the team in assists for Dakota Wesleyan. Stuart College team has won 6 of 7 contests dating back to the classic that they hosted right before New Year's. Right side pass goes to Henriksen. Henriksen against Martin. Stripped by Martin on the way up. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Martin trying to convince the official that a Dort College player touched it last. This time, nobody buying. Inbounding will be O'Donnell. Then Langen on the floor along with Terpstra checking in for Feenstra and Barkema. Dort College releases over the top. This is Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up his dribble, 5 to shoot, now 4. Henriksen, 3-pointer, the rainmaker, good. Alec Henriksen with 7 points. Stuart College leads 12-8. Henriksen bringing the rain. Wow, that one was a rafter scraper here. Right side of the basketball. Maybe an ear of corn scraper instead. With the basketball, right side, they go over to Spicer. Spicer with the basketball, might have been a double dribble, no call made. Now they feed it to Spicer again, working on Ben Langen. Spicer, reverse layup is good. Jason Spicer makes it 12-10, Dort College by 2. O'Donnell with the basketball, he feeds it right side over to Terp. Terp feeds it down low, Ben Langen faces up 12 feet from the hoop. Over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, long three, casts it up, misses it, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Well, you've got 3 3-point lines on the floor here at the Corn Palace. You've got a black line, which is the high school line. You've got a green line, which is the college line. And then a blue line for the NBA 3-point line. Driving in with the left hand is Trey Vanderberg. Vanderberg, 2-point bucket, good. And we're tied at 12. 14:29 left to play. In the first half, O'Donnell's shot partially blocked. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan and Hoagland. Hoagland with the basketball. And Hoagland driving in with the right hand, unable to get the shot to go. He'll go to the free throw line. And he will shoot a free throw. He will shoot two free throws. Trey Vanderberg hits the floor hard, trying to follow the missed lay-in. Ty Hoagland, a freshman. I would imagine, based on numbers, he and the Hastings College freshman, your leading freshman of the year candidates in the GPAC. Vanderberg shaking up on the play. He's going to come over to the sideline and converse with one of the assistant coaches. Chandler Brunsting is in the ballgame now for Dort College. Hoagland makes the first free throw. He's an 83% free throw shooter as the freshman from Del Rapids. That one's up and in and out, no good. He makes one of two. Wesleyan leads 13-12. Alec Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen out front, feeds it to Van Langen. Van Langen down low to Winterfeld, and we've got a hold called on Vandenberg. Again, that's number two on him. Trey Vandenberg whistled for the personal foul. And we'll have Nate Davis checking back in shortly. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By American State Bank, proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. Winterfeld in traffic, off of the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball, rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Tate Martin with it on the right side, working against Brunsting. He'll spot up, casts up a three, and hits it. Tate Martin with 5 points. Wesleyan leads 16-12. Dort College needs a bucket. One thing you can't afford to do against this Dakota Wesleyan team, in my opinion, is losing contact with them. Winterfeld, long three off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin feeds it back outside. Long three on the way for Caleb Johnson. Missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dort College. Henriksen into the front court. Henriksen, the runner, off of the glass. Count the hoop, and he is fouled, and the foul's going to go on Nate Davis. Henriksen with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. ...16-14 with a free throw on the way. Barkema and Feenster are back in the game. Henriksen stays on the floor along with Brunsting and Terpstra. Terpstra has not gotten an open look yet this evening. He's probably been the hottest player along with Henriksen from the field since Christmas break. Henriksen converts the three-point play, and the defenders trail it 16-15. Into the front court is Tate Martin. Martin with a right hand. Martin, a senior, seems like he's been around forever. Pass goes left side. Return pass. Martin with it on the wing. He's the career assist leader here at Dakota Wesleyan. Hoagland with the basketball, working on Terpstra. Pull up for Hoagland is good. Ty Hoagland with 7. North College trails 18-15. Into the front court is Henriksen. Henriksen right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra, Brunsting. Brunsting, nothing there on the block. Passes it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra driving to the lane. Lays it up, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan and Caleb Johnson. Martin tries to pass it ahead. It's knocked away by Brunsting. Wesleyan regains it. And here's Davis. Davis drops it off for Spicer. Spicer, layup good. 4 for Spicer. 20-15, North College down by 5. Alec Henriksen with the basketball right side. Passes over to Brunsting. Chandler with it. Comes over to Henriksen. Henriksen off of the glass. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Spicer. Spicer over to Martin. Martin into the front court. Tate Martin with it. Takes it hard to the glass. Lays it up. Good. Timeout on the floor as the Dort College defenders trail it now. 22-15. Dakota Wesleyan on a 10-3 run. And they have scored the last 6 points of the ballgame. And the defenders are forced to use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also online, KDCR885.com. Back with more after this. 22-15, our score. Wesleyan leads by 7, 11:56 remaining. In the first half of play, today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra are in Sioux Center. 722-0101 is their phone number. By Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. And by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Alec Henriksen feeds it to Feenstra. Feenstra wheels it right side over to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting over to Henriksen. An illegal screen called on the play against Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for foul number one. That is team foul number 4 on the defenders. And Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. Walking it up is Tate Martin. Right side pass. They feed it to Spicer. Spicer with the basketball. Spicer spins into the lane. Left-handed hook is good. Spicer with six. And the lead grows to nine. North College in danger of losing contact with Dakota Wesleyan. Pass goes down low. Feenstra. Feenstra, Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting gives it away to Henriksen. Henriksen, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Working against Caleb Johnson. Pull-up jumper by Terpstra, no good, and here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball, Nate Davis. Davis had a big game in Sioux Center against the defenders back in November. Martin over the basketball, steps back, throws it over the top. And Caleb Johnson steps on the sideline out of bounds, gathering the pass in. And it will be Dort College basketball. Dort College trailing by nine. They need a bucket. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to Henriksen. Henriksen to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Winterfeld out front. Winterfeld feeds it. Tries to feed it underneath to Feenstra, and Feenstra goes up for it. Spicer held his ground, and the ball glances off of Feenstra's fingertips out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball, an empty possession for the Dort College defenders. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Out front with it is Martin. Tate Martin driving in. Hesitation move. Kick out pass out front to Caleb Johnson. Johnson driving the lane. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra head to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld working against Martin. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Feenstra. They bring the double. Hook shot by Feenstra. No good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Coming up with it, Martin now. Martin on the left wing. Feeds Spicer the trailer. Now Martin. Martin at the top of the key. He'll put up a three, and he misses it. Neither team bashful. Haven't needed the shot clock yet. Driving is Henriksen, and Henriksen is called for a charge. Alec Henriksen whistled for the charge. Tate Martin setting up to take the charge. And with 9:51 remaining in the first half, Dort College and Dakota Wesleyan stuck at 24-15. Wesleyan in front. Wesleyan right now on an 8-0 run. Tate Martin in between the circles. Martin with it. He passes it off. Comes back to Martin. Martin over to Johnson. Johnson gives it up to Hoagland. Hoagland driving in. Hoagland in the lane. His pass deflected out. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Martin and Hoagland can't believe it. They'll voice their opinion, but usually doesn't matter a whole lot. Into the front court with the basketball is Henriksen. 9:25 remaining first half. Dort College still down nine. Henriksen, right side, Van Langen. Van Langen will put up a three. Missed it. Too strong off the heel. And the rebound is cleared by Davis. Davis with the basketball. Davis, right side. Three on the way. Good for Caleb Johnson. Johnson with a three, and Wesleyan opens up a 27-15 advantage. Henriksen with a basketball. Henriksen out front against Martin. Henriksen shot off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped by Winterfeld, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan and Nate Davis. It will be defender basketball. Trey Vandenberg checks back into the game. Checking into the game now is Colin Kramer for Wesleyan. He had a big game against Dort College. He's from Bolga, South Dakota. Shot by Van Langen, no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan over the basketball. Left side with it is Tate Martin. Martin feeds it down low. They get it to Spicer. Spicer to Kramer. Kramer shot from point blank range, missed it. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. This is Terpstra. Terpstra pulls it for three. No good. And the rebound taken away by Martin. Tate Martin up the floor with it. Martin against Henriksen with a head full of steam. Head fake by Davis. Davis pull up from 17. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra to Barkema. Barkema will take his turn up the floor. Might have carried it. Down to the baseline. And Barkema is fouled on the play by Colin Kramer. Kramer whistled for the personal. Barkema to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, if you read up and down this list for Dakota Wesley and the hometowns, you got Madison, you got Watertown, you got Mitchell, Del Rapids. You got one Sioux Falls kid, another Sioux Falls kid, Caleb Johnson. Then you've got Volga, and you've got Whitewood, all South Dakota teams, or schools and towns. I believe all of them feature Class A or smaller basketball, except for Mitchell. I believe they're Double A, and Sioux Falls, obviously, Double A schools. Barkamas, first free throw, no good. He's got another one coming. He makes that one. It's 27-16. Dort College wants a timeout after Barkama makes one of two free throws. The defenders use timeout number two. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Timeout charge to the Dort College defenders, and Dakota Wesleyan has the basketball, leading by 11. They pass it down low, Spicer, and Spicer likes that reverse move on the baseline. He's got 80. That time he took Josh Van Langen to the rim and got the reverse layup to go. Van Langen against Spicer now, comes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball, gives it to Barkema. Barkema on the left wing. Barkema picks up his dribble, back over to O'Donnell, feeds it down low. Van Langen, Van Langen on the block, spins into the lane, little hook shot, no good, too strong, rebound taken away by Spicer. Spicer to Martin, Martin lob, pass over the top, Hoagland, Hoagland lay in, good, Henriksen called for the foul, that's number two on him, and Hoagland will go to the free throw line to try and convert the three-point play. Things not breaking the right way for the Dort College defenders right now. Free throw on the way is up and good. So a made free throw for Ty Hoagland. Hoagland with 10 first half points, coming off a career high performance against Briarcliff. A relatively young career, mind you, 29 points. Barkham over the basketball, it's 32-16. Tigers in front by 16. Winterfeld passes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Van Langen. Van Langen runs into Spicer. Spicer wins the battle that time. Now Van Langen pinned on the block, trying to pass out of the block. And Dort College will have to inbound the basketball underneath the basket. Van Langen that time got himself in a predicament. Tried to get out of it and got knocked to the floor. And Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Feenstra. Feenstra against Spicer. Feenstra's shot no good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Wesley and then Trey Vandenberg. Trey Vandenberg over the basketball. Gets it away to Martin. Martin driving right side. Comes back over to Spicer. Spicer over the basketball. Martin. Martin with it on the right wing. Martin gives it up to Vandenberg. Vandenberg driving in, right-handed layup, no good, but a blocking foul called on Taylor Feenstra. And Dort College is going to have to battle here. They're just going to have to find a way, some way, to keep this competitive right now. Dort College trailing 32-16, and Vandenberg has an opportunity to stretch the lead. First lead is up, no good. Or pardon me, the first free throw up, no good. Another one on the way. Second free throw on the way. That one is good for Vandenberg. Vandenberg with 3 points, and it's 33-16. Dakota Wesleyan in front by 17. Wesleyan has owned the early going. We were tied at 12-12. They've outscored Dort College 21-4 since. 6:30 remaining in the first half. Winterfeld looking for the backdoor cut. Squares up, knocks down a 17-footer from the left elbow. Marcus Winterfeld with his second jumper of the day. He's got five. And the Dort College defenders trail 33-18. That stops a six-point run. Martin back out front to Davis. Davis three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by O'Donnell and Winterfeld. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 6:09 remaining. First half of play. Martin throws it in over the top. Martin gets it in to Colin Kramer. Kramer's Spicer. Spicer hook shot in the lane. Good. Jason Spicer, 10 first half points. 35-18, Dort College down 17. Winterfeld hangs in the air. His off-balance shot no good. He gets knocked down. Rebound cleared. Wesleyan. Martin feeds Spicer. Spicer finger roll good. Spicer with 12. Dort College trails 37-18. Wesleyan right now making life awfully difficult for the defenders on the offensive end for the Dort College defenders. And on the defensive end, Dort College not stopping Wesleyan. Shot is blocked by Kramer, but a foul called on Kramer. It's foul number two on Kramer. Free throws on the way for Chad Barkema. 37-18. This one's gotten away from the defenders. Now you got to start chipping away. Can you get it down to a dozen or ten before the first half comes to an end? You got 5:26 to do it. Cut it down from a 19-point difference. First free throw is up. No good. Dort College is not shooting free throws well this evening. As a team, Dort College right now has shot six free throws. They are 2 for 6. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borenson's.com, let us settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. Barkema's free throw is up and good, so Barkema makes 1 of 2. Henriksen is back in. Dort College trails by 18, 37-19. 5:26 remaining, first half. Into the front court with basketball is Martin. Martin guarded by Brunsting. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Hoagland beyond the three-point line. Passes back over to Davis. Davis trying to take O'Donnell off the dribble. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell trying to run the break. Feeds it ahead. Brunsting. Brunsting lay-in good. Chandler Brunsting with a run out in the two-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders lead it, trail it, 37-21. Dakota Wesleyan will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. And this one is a 30-second timeout. Initially indicated a full-length timeout, now a 30. Back with more after this. Tate Martin with the basketball, drives in, shot blocked by Brunsting. Here comes Dort College down 16, 4:48 left to go in the half. Terpstra with the basketball. Gives it off over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Terpstra. Terpstra on the right wing. Back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld spins out of the screen. Drives down to the baseline and a foul on the play called on Colin Kramer. And I believe that is number 3 now on Kramer. Team foul number 6 on Dakota Wesleyan. And Dort College will inbound the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Andrew O'Donnell trigger it. Hoagland right in his mug. He gets it in over the top to Winterfeld. Winterfeld tracks it down near the center jump circle. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. O'Donnell on the cut. Spin move into the lane. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Tate Martin. Tate Martin whistled for the personal foul. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. O'Donnell makes 1 of 2. Defenders trail by 15, 37-22. Well, they've cut some off of the 19-point lead. Let's see if they can keep it going to halftime. Spicer, kick-out pass, comes back over to Hoagland. Hoagland, they look down low for Spicer. Pass it into the corner, comes back over to Martin. Martin over the basketball, back to Davis. Davis to Spicer. Spicer, backdoor cut, Hoagland. Hoagland layup, good. Ty Hoagland on the reverse. He's got 12 first-half points. And the defenders trail, 39-22. Henriksen over the basketball, caught in traffic. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play by Nate Davis. Davis commits the personal. And for Davis, that is his first. Well, that's why my stats are unofficial. Davis actually whistled for his second. Henriksen with an opportunity to cut into the lead here with a couple of free throws. First free throw is good for Alec. Alec with 11. York College trails 39-23. Couple very potent offenses. York College averaging 90 points a game. Wesleyan 92. Henriksen makes both free throws. It's 39-24. Pass left side over to Davis. Davis gives it up to Martin. Martin with a basketball. Martin gives it up left wing over to Davis. Davis to Martin. Tate Martin with it on the wing. Tate Martin to Spicer, and a hook called on Spicer. Jason Spicer whistled for the personal. And it will be North College basketball. 3:24 remaining here in the first half. North College a chance to cut into the 15-point lead. Winterfeld to Henriksen. Henriksen gathers himself. Shot no good. Looked like he was going to knock down a little shot, but unable to do so. Ty Hoagland comes back the other way, and he flicks one up from three-point range and knocks it down. It's 42-24. It's a big sequence right there. Door College goes from trying to cut into a 15-point lead. Looks like they might get it down to 13. Ty Hoagland answers with a three, so a potential 13-point difference ends up being 18. But a hold on the other end called against Dakota Wesleyan. Andor College will shoot free throws. And that's foul number three on Nate Davis. Alec Henriksen will shoot two free throws. And that's his first miss of the day after three makes. Checking into the ball game is Aaron Amadou. 18-point difference again. Dakota Wesleyan back full control of this one. Second free throw is up and good. So Henriksen makes one of two. It's 42-25. Caleb Johnson hands the ball to Aaron Amadou. Amadou into the front court. Amadou over to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin with it on the left wing. Feeds it down low. Kick out. Hoagland, same spot, same result. Another three for Ty Hoagland. 45-25 our score. Marcus Winterfeld into the lane. His short jumper is good. Marcus with seven. And the defenders back to within 18. 45-27. So Wesleyan extending the lead to 20. Now it's 18. Let's see if they try to find Hoagland again. They do. And he hits another one. First half points for Hoagland. York College on the other end unable to convert. And now the ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Van Langen. It will be Wesleyan basketball. And you may want to keep an eye on Ty Hoagland, freshman from Del Rapids, putting on a show here in the first half. 21 points already. Tate Martin at the free throw line. They find Hoagland again. Same spot this time. Brunsting nose to nose with him. He goes through the hoop. Shot no good, but he's fouled. So Ty Hoagland puts it on the floor. The lefty. Three consecutive threes. And this one has been blown open. It's 48-27 right now, and Dort College needs to regroup. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Hoagland with another two. Makes both free throws. Van Langen has his shot blocked. Rebound long. Taken down by Winterfeld. His three no good. Here comes Martin. Martin with the basketball. 50-27. Martin jailbreak. All by himself he's breaking. And he lays it off of the glass. No good. But he's fouled on the play. And Tate Martin will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, you get Tate Martin to finally graduate after this year. A kid that seems like he's been around for a long time and Got another one to take his place, Ty Hoagland. He is going to give a lot of GPAC coaches headaches over the next three-plus years. Tate Martin, free throw, good. He's got another one coming, and that one's good as well. 9 points for Martin, 52-27. And Ord College right now, the bleeding, just trying to stop the bleeding. It's a full-fledged gash right now. Dort College unable to slow it down. Martin layup, no good. After Dort College misses it on a layup attempt at the other end. Here's O'Donnell in the open floor. O'Donnell over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld's pass intended for Brunsting, taken away by Amadou off the deflection. Wesleyan playing pretty free and easy right now. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting, but it's poked away from behind by Hoagland. And here comes Dakota Wesleyan, and they'll work the clock. 40 seconds on the game clock, 23 on the shot clock. Hoagland puts it on the floor, step back, no, gives it to Spicer. Spicer, layup, good. 54-27, this one's gone from 15 to 27 really fast. And O'Donnell will walk it into the front court. Dort College trailing, 18 seconds and counting. O'Donnell in between the circles. Dort College calling a 1-4 flat. 9 seconds, now 8. Ball screen for O'Donnell. O'Donnell pull up from 15. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with 3. 2 seconds left. Martin puts it up. And the shot is no good. And that's the end of the first half. With Wesleyan leading at 54-29. We've reached intermission, mercifully for the Dort College defenders. This one went from 15 to 27 really fast, and it's at 25 at halftime. 54-29, back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Sometimes it's just a good thing when a half comes to an end, and that's kind of where we're at right now. The Dort College defenders, this one got out of hand about midway through the first half. Dort College had it tied 12-12. Dakota Wesleyan scored 4 unanswered, and then Dort College cut it down to 16-15. From that point, Wesleyan scored 11 in a row to go up 27-15. Then it was 33-16. So all totaled from that 16-15 difference, Dort College was outscored 17-1. Dort College did cut it down to 15. Had it down to 15 at 39-24. Wesleyan, though, catches fire. Now scores Dort College 15-5 to go into the halftime, up 54-29, led by Ty Hoagland's 23 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also online, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break and be back with a look at all the numbers from the first half of play in a moment. First half numbers look like this. First of all, for Dakota Wesleyan, 20 of 35 from the floor, 57%. 5 for 13 on threes, 39%. 9 of 11 on free throws, 82%. Dort College, 10 for 34 from the floor, 29%. 2 for 8 on threes, 25%. 7 of 13 on free throws, 54%. Dakota Wesleyan out rebounding Dort College, 20-17. Turnovers, Dort College 3, Dakota Wesleyan 2. Dort College is led by Alec Henriksen with 13 points, 4 for 6 from the floor, 4 for 5 on free throws. 7 points for Marcus Winterfeld, 3 for Andrew O'Donnell, 2 each for Chad Barkham and Taylor Feenstra and Chandler Brunsting. For Dakota Wesleyan, 23 for Ty Hoagland, 8 of 9 from the floor, 3 for 3 from the 3-point line, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Jason Spicer, 7 of 7 from the floor, 14 points. 9 points for Tate Martin. 3 for Trey Vandenberg, 2 for Nate Davis, 3 for Caleb Johnson for their total of 54 first half points. Andrew O'Donnell, Marcus Winterfeld, and Taylor Feenstra all have 4 rebounds. Dakota Wesleyan is paced by Spicer with 6 rebounds. Ty Hoagland has 4, Nate Davis has 3, along with Caleb Johnson. Tate Martin has 7 assists. Jason Spicer has 4. Andrew O'Donnell and Chad Barkema each have 2 assists for the defenders. We're at halftime. Wesleyan in control, leading Dort College 54-29. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Halftime, we can go through some of the men's basketball scores, either at half or near half. Briarcliff leads Northwestern in Orange City 37-32. Morningside leads Mount Marty 55-47 at halftime. Hastings and Doan, no report on that contest. Women's basketball, Hastings a winner over Doan 69-64. Hastings improves to 11-1. Doan slips to 4-7. Northwestern over Briarcliff 71-60. Northwestern now 7-6. Briarcliff is 5-7. Dakota Wesleyan a winner over Dort 76-42. Wesleyan 9-2. The defenders 0-12. Morningside 82-66 over Midland. Morningside 7-4. Midland falls to 5-7. And this one just in. Concordia over the College of St. Mary 101-77. Concordia still unbeaten in the conference, 19-1 overall. They're 12-0 in the league. And the College of St. Mary slips to 1-12. Mount Marty has the night off. Well, that's not true. Morningside beat Mount Marty 82-66, beg your pardon. So Mount Marty falls to 4-8. Concordia 12-0. Hastings 11-1. Dakota Wesleyan 9-2. Morningside 7-4. Northwestern 7-6. Looks like a three-horse race right now on the women's side of things. We get set for the second half of play. Original starting five on the floor for both teams. Pass goes right side over to Hoagland. Hoagland with the basketball. Drives. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Martin. Martin feeds Spicer. Spicer is fouled on the play. And Taylor Feenster is called for his third personal foul. Foul comes before the shot attempt. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Tate Martin will trigger it in. Out front with the basketball is Trey Vandenberg. Trey Vandenberg gives it up to Caleb Johnson. Caleb Johnson hits a three. Caleb Johnson with 6 points. It's 57-29. Marcus Winterfeld over the basketball goes over to Barkema. Barkema gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen right side to Barkema. Barkema with it on the wing. Barkema to O'Donnell. O'Donnell floater gets it up on the rim and it falls through. 5 points for Andrew O'Donnell, the junior from Sioux Center. Makes it 57-31. Martin with the basketball. He goes over to Vandenberg. Vandenberg right side to Hoagland. Hoagland gives it up to Martin. Wesleyan coming my way now. From my vantage point, I'm on the same side as the Dakota Wesleyan bench. Three-pointer by Vandenberg is up and good. He's got 6. And the basket pretty big right now for Dakota Wesleyan at home. Right side of the basketball is Henriksen. They lob it down low, Feenstra. Feenstra against Spicer. Feenstra muscles it up. He's got 4. 60-33. Defenders down 27. Hoagland with the basketball. Hoagland the runner from 10. It's good. Left-hander with 25. 62-33. Barkema with it on the left side. Barkema down to the baseline. Kick out pass. O'Donnell. O'Donnell drops it off. Feenstra. Feenstra against Spicer. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Jason Spicer. Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line. He will shoot 2 free throws. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra, also made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. Feenstra misses the second free throw. Winterfeld gets the rebound. He's stripped on the way up. Wesleyan has the basketball. 62-34 our score. Bounce pass to Hoagland. Hoagland over the left hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Gives it up to Barkema. Barkema into the front court. Guarded there by Vandenberg. Gets a ball screen from Feenstra. Barkema left side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell trying to feed it down low. It's taken away by Spicer. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Wesleyan basketball leading 62-34. 62-34 our score. Martin will bring the basketball up. Tate Martin in between the circles. Passes over to Ty Hoagland. Hoagland puts it on the deck. Nothing there. And we've got a foul on the play. Taylor Feenstra whistled for the personal foul, and I believe that's number four on Feenstra. Josh Van Langen will have to check into the ballgame. Feenstra will check out with four personals. And Tate Martin will go to the free throw. He will throw the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Wesleyan inbounding. They throw over the top. And they get the ball inbounded to Martin near midcourt. 17-20 remaining in regulation. Driving is Vandenberg. Vandenberg puts it up. Drew some contact. Wanted the foul call. None came. Pass goes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen out front. He passes right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell over the ball. O'Donnell puts it on the deck, drops it off for Van Langen. Van Langen laying good. Josh Van Langen with a two-point basket. Back the other way is Hoagland. Hoagland basket good. Hoagland in transition makes it a 64-34 ball game. Ty Hoagland now with 27 points and a free throw on the way. Foul charge to Barkema. That's number two on Chad. Alex Terpstra checks into the ballgame. Free throw on the way is up. And this one's off the mark. No good for Hoagland. 64-36 our score, Dort College. Down by 28. Van Langen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the right side. O'Donnell comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Henriksen. Henriksen out front. 17-footer is up. Good. Alec Henriksen with 15. And the defenders trail 64-38, 16-25 and counting. Tate Martin passes left side. Gets the return pass now. He's got it on the wing. Goes to Spicer. Spicer on the baseline. Back to Hoagland. Hoagland the cut into the lane. Layup good. 29 for Hoagland. Matches his career and season high. 66-38. Wesleyan in front. Driving in is Terpstra. Terpstra nothing there, throws it out front. Henriksen has to track it down, 15 seconds to shoot. He's got it at midcourt. Stops on the right elbow, back over to O'Donnell. Deep three for O'Donnell is good. Andrew O'Donnell with 8 points. Dort College trails 66-40. In transition is Martin. Martin gets the bucket to go. He's fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go, I believe, on Van Langen. Josh Van Langen whistled for the personal foul in transition. Tate Martin will go to the free throw line. He'll try to complete the three-point play. 68-41, pending the free throw. 15:45 remaining. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Tate Martin with 12 points. Hold on over the basketball. Gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen out front. Henriksen over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball on the left wing. Alex with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play. Running through the screen was Caleb Johnson. Johnson commits the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Well, either I'm misreading the officials' indications or they're not giving them correctly. Not sure where the blame lies, but I thought it was a full-length timeout. It's a 30. So we cut that off and get back to play. Terpstra, top of the key, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Tate Martin. Martin in transition. Sidesteps a defensive player, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld tries the no-look pass underneath for O'Donnell. It's tapped away by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. ...69-41 our score, 14:55 remaining. Alec Henriksen throwing it in, and we've got a hold called on the inbounds play. It's going to go on Tate Martin. Nope, going to be on Caleb Johnson, his second. Number 10 rather than number 11. Ball's thrown over the top, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it out front at the free throw line. Winterfeld gathers himself, off-balance shot, good. Marcus Winterfeld with 9, and the defenders trail 69-42. Out front with the basketball is Tate Martin. Martin over to Hoagland. Hoagland with the basketball, gives it up, Caleb Johnson. Over to Vandenberg. Cross-court pass, Johnson. Caleb Johnson to Tate Martin. Martin, no-look pass to Kramer. Kramer, jumper, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a basketball. Winterfeld to Henriksen. Henriksen picks up his dribble. Feeds it to Van Langen. Van Langen to Terpstra. Thought about the three. They match up with him. Pass goes right side. Gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with a basketball. Shot from the lane, baseline, no good. Rebound tap out. Henriksen. Henriksen, three on the way. Missed it, no good. And now foul called on the rebound. That's going to go against the Dort College defender's hand. Josh Van Langen. Van Langen whistled for the personal. Terpstra's out. Brunsting is in. That's team foul number 5 on the defenders here in this half. 13:57 left to play. Wesleyan with this one well in hand. Tate Martin passes right side over to Amadou. Amadou back over to Nate Davis. To Spicer. Spicer off of the glass, no good. Rebound Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the ball. Winterfeld up the floor over to Brunsting. Brunsting on the wing. Comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld out front. Winterfeld looking. And he passes. His pass is tipped away by Amadou. It'll be Dort College basketball. Marcus Winterfeld to throw it in. Winterfeld gets it in to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Brunsting. Brunsting over the basketball. Brunsting at the free throw line. His shot from 10. Good. Chandler Brunsting with 4 points. Dort College trails 69-44. Wesleyan basketball. This is Davis. Nate Davis to Amadou. Amadou with the basketball. Amadou's pass deflected. Coming up with it is Spicer. Taken away by Brunsting. Over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen driving against Amadou. Lays it up with the right hand. No good. Henriksen will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot 2 free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Henriksen averaging 14.9 points per game. He is the leading scorer in uniform for the Dort College defenders. Free throw on the way for Henriksen is up and good. Henriksen with 16 points. He is the only double-digit scorer in Dort College in the lineup tonight. Second free throw is up and good for Henriksen. Henriksen with 17. And it's 69-47. Right side is Amadou. Amadou gives it up to Nate Davis. Davis on the wing. 12:40 remaining. Pass goes over to Trey Vandenberg. Vandenberg with it out front. Back to Amadou. Amadou, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound Spicer. Spicer laying good. Spicer with 16. 71-47. Wesleyan in front. Right side pass goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Gives it up to Van Langen. Van Langen against Spicer. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell stops. Steps in. Shot off of the glass. No good. Rebound tipped up. Controlled by Trey Vandenberg. Trey Vandenberg into the front court. And Trey Vandenberg passes it off to Martin. Martin gives it up to Davis. And we've got a foul on the play. Foul's called on Dort College. And I believe Andrew O'Donnell. That's number 3 on Andrew. Ross Cooper checks into the ballgame along with Taylor Feenstra. O'Donnell and Van Langen check out. Martin throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cooper taps it away. And now a jump ball call. No. And we've got, what do we have? I think we might have had a technical assessed here. The officials are going to confer. They gave the timeout to Wesleyan. And waiting to see what the call is. I believe it was Sean Johnston that came in. I believe he indicated a technical foul. Not positive, but I think that's what happened. Yes, we do have a technical foul assessed against Dakota Wesleyan. And that's going to go on Nate Davis. So that's foul number four on Davis. 71-47 our score. So Dort College will be shooting free throws when we resume play, and then Wesleyan will have the basketball back. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Well, all I saw the timeout awarded to Dakota Wesleyan, and then I saw the player that was on the floor, Nate, as it turns out it was Nate Davis, saw him swing his arm, and I don't know if he took offense at a Dort College player not letting go of the ball, or if he thought the Dort College player was a little aggressive with the attempt to take the ball away. But that is foul number four called on Nate Davis. So free throws on the way for Alec Henriksen. First one is up and good. He's got another one coming. Henriksen tonight, this will be his ninth free throw shot. And up to this point, he's 7 of 8. Now 8 of 9. 71-49. It will be Dort College basketball. So they didn't even, Wesleyan didn't preserve the possession. Went to it. Well, I'm going to stop while I'm ahead. Dort College basketball, they feed it underneath Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Foul's going to be on either Spicer or Vandenberg. That's going to go on Jason Spicer. That's number three on him. Dort College trailing 71-49. Taylor Feenstra to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. First one is off the heel, no good. If not for Henriksen's free throw shooting, Dort College would be in a world of hurt from the charity stripe. You take away Henriksen's one missed night on nine attempts. The rest of the Dort College players, after that miss by Feenstra, are 4-4-12. Shot is up, no good by Martin from the top of the key. Rebound taken away by Cooper. Ross into the front court. The 6'3 sophomore from Applington gets it away to Winterfeld. Winterfeld bombs away. His three is good. He's got 12. Dort College trails by 19, 71-52, 11-10 remaining. Pass it to Spicer. And Taylor Feenstra falls out of the ballgame. They whistle Feenstra. They say that he had a little too much jersey in his hand. And with 11:07 remaining in the ballgame, Jason Spicer will go to the free throw line, and Dort College will counter with Josh Van Lingen checking into the contest in place of Taylor Feenstra, who has just fouled out. 19-point ball game right now, 71-52. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Spicer. Spicer now with 17. Another free throw on the way. And Spicer makes both free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Pass comes out front, Alec Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball, gives it up to Cooper. Cooper over the basketball. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to be on Dort College. And that one is issued to Josh Van Langen. Van Langen whistled for his third personal. 73-52 our score. And Dakota Wesleyan will walk it up with Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin has it on the left side, gives it up to Hoagland. Hoagland got a long rest. Pass comes out front, Spicer. Spicer gives it into the corner, Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson back over to Spicer. Spicer, kick out Martin. Martin, three, good. Martin with 15, first half, with 15 points here this evening. And Wesleyan starting to stretch the lead again. 74-52. Out front is Barkema. Barkema, nothing there. Back over to to Henriksen. Henriksen, shot no good. And here comes Vandenberg. Vandenberg has Hoagland, gives it to Hoagland. Hoagland's shot is blocked by Henriksen. And Hoagland will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as they say he was fouled in the act of shooting. So foul call against the North College defenders. Hoagland will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. He's sitting on 29 points currently. And now 30. At 23 in the first half, he hit three threes in succession. And it's back to a 77-52 advantage for the Tigers, pending the free throw. And Hoagland makes one of two. It's 77-52. Winterfeld out front. Winterfeld passes over to Cooper. Cooper gives it up to Barkema. Barkema, Terpstra. Terpstra gives it back over to Henriksen. Dort College down 25. Barkema against Spicer, and Barkema gets the runner to go. He's got four. 77-54, Dort College down 23. Martin gives it up, Spicer. Spicer shot. He kicks it out, and the three on the way for Caleb Johnson is good. He's got nine. 80-54, Dakota Wesleyan in control. Barkema passes over to Terpstra. Terpstra knocks down a three. Terpstra with a long three, his first tonight. North College trails 80-57. Right side of the basketball is Martin. Martin, kick out pass, three into the corner, good. Caleb Johnson with his fourth three, and it's 83-57. Dakota Wesleyan maintaining the lead as North College makes a couple of attempts to get it down to a manageable margin. They had it down to 19. Now it's back to 26. Pass right side, Barkema. Barkema working against Spicer. They feed it down low. Winterfeld against Vandenberg. Shot no good by Winterfeld. Gets his own rebound back. Shot is good. Marcus Winterfeld with 14. And the Dort College defenders want a timeout. This will be a full-length timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 83-59, Dakota Wesleyan with the lead after the Dort College timeout. Hoagland with it. Hoagland drives in, tries to drop it off for Spicer, and he is fouled on the play. I believe it is Hoagland who will go to the free throw line. And if you're Dort College, that may be your best defense against Ty Hoagland. He was 3-for-4 from the free throw line in the first half. He is currently 1-for-3 in the second half. All totaled, that's 4-for-7 with two free throws coming. First one is up and good. Got another one on the way. Second free throw for Ty Hoagland, the freshman. He's doubled his season average of 16. He's got 32. And he is now 6-for-10 from the charity stripe. I beg your pardon, 7-of-11. I think that's right. 85-59. And a hold called underneath against Dakota Wesleyan. And 1-1 time now for the defenders. This will be Josh Van Langen going to the free throw line to shoot. One in the bonus. Trey Vandenberg checks in. Kramer will check out. That's Colin Kramer, the 6'7 freshman from Volga. So Josh Van Langen 48% free throw shooter. Let's see if he can knock a couple down. First one is up and through. 28 of 57 now from the free throw line this year. And if he can make this one, that would get him to 29 of 58, and he'd be back to 50%. And he does. Van Langen now with four. And the defenders trail 85-61. 7:55 remaining. Into the front court with the basketball. Right side pass goes to Hoagland. Over to Martin. Martin gets a ball screen from Spicer. Kick out pass Vandenberg. Top of the key three. Rainmaker good. Trey Vandenberg with 9 points. 88-61. Wesleyan with this one well in hand again. North College made a little run to get it back to 19. And Wesleyan responded by running away with it again. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. Hoagland puts on the Jets, drives through the hoop, lays it up, no good, but he's fouled. And Ty Hoagland will shoot two more free throws. I miscounted. He was 4 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. That's 7 of 10, and two free throws coming here. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way. And he can extend the lead up to 29. 7:20 remaining. This one's up and good. Hoagland makes them both. 5 of 7 in the second half. He now has 34 points, does the freshman. 90 to 61 our score. Terpstra at the top of the key. Terpstra driving in. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Dakota Wesleyan. Blocking foul whistled against Trey Vandenberg. That's his third. And Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. He's got a three-pointer to his credit tonight. He's averaging 9.6 points per game. And he'll try to cut into the 29-point difference. First one is up and good for Terpstra. He's got four. A second free throw on the way. 90 to 62 our score. Second free throw by Terpstra is up and through. So Alex Terpstra with 5 points. And the defenders trail 90-63. Martin going to the basket. Tate Martin with a lay-in. It's good. He's got 17. Back the other way, O'Donnell. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Spicer. Here comes Martin. Martin with the basketball to the free throw line. Stops, pops, 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Winterfeld pulls up. And I'm not sure who he was passing to, but the ball was deflected by Dakota Wesley and changing the trajectory of that one. Nate Davis will check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Tate Martin. So Martin checks out. They get it into Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Barkema fading away on the baseline. Good. Chad Barkema with 6 points this evening. Dort College trailing 90-65. 6:25 remaining in this one. Cooper and Brunsting checking in for Dort College. Ball is inbounded. Dakota Wesley and has it on the sideline. They get it into Hoagland. Hoagland working against Cooper. They feed it underneath Vandenberg. Vandenberg facing up, 17 feet from the hoop on the right baseline. He puts it up off of the glass on the drive. It's good. Trey Vandenberg with the two-point bucket. He's got 11. And Dakota Wesleyan leading 94-65. Barkema gets it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra three, no good. Rebound to Hoagland, and Hoagland will walk it up. Ty Hoagland with 34 points, has the basketball in his hands. Spicer has 18. He's posting up. They pass it over to Hoagland. Hoagland tries to feed it underneath to Spicer, and the ball is deflected out by Barkema. It will be Dakota Wesleyan with a basketball. Danny Voss checks into the ball game. Andrew O'Donnell will check out. Throwing the ball in will be Nate Davis. Davis gets the ball inbounded. They work it around over to Hoagland. Hoagland on the left wing. Hoagland against Cooper. Hoagland, nothing there. Gets it back over to Nate Davis. Five to shoot. Driving in with the left hand. Laying it up is Trey Vanderberg. Vanderberg with the two-point bucket. He's got 13. Wesleyan leads at 96-65. 96-65, our score. Jumper in the lane by Zach Bussard, no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan has it. Pass back over, right side. Comes back to Vanderberg. Vanderberg guarded by Brunsting, under five to go. Right side, head fake, Davis. Davis takes it hard to the hoop. He's fouled before the shot. So Nate Davis will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Well, the cupboard will be far from bare after this season. Obviously, you'll have to fill the point guard position with Tate Martin. First free throw is up and good for Nate Davis. Davis with three. And another one on the way for Davis. Hoagland checks out of the ball game. And I would imagine he is done for the night. Another free throw on the way is up and good for Nate Davis. Davis with four. Vanderberg will check out. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Trailing. This is Barkema. Dort College down 98-65. Out front with it is Voss. Backdoor cut intended for Cooper. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It will be Wesleyan basketball. So new players checking in for Dakota Wesleyan. With under 5 minutes to go. Wesleyan, barring something completely out of the ordinary here, will improve to 17-5. Three-pointer missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Gets it ahead to Danny Voss. Danny Voss drops it underneath for Bussard. Bussard turns off of the glass, good. Zach Bussard with the two-point bucket. It's 96-67. Another Dakota Wesleyan possession. Right side pass. Working with it is Tyson Jenkins. And we have a travel violation, I believe, called on Dakota Wesleyan. .355 and counting. 98-67, Dakota Wesleyan in front. Pass goes to Cooper. Cooper spins it off to Bussard. Bussard off of the glass, good. Zach Bussard with four. It's 96-69, Dort College trailing. Into the front court is Amadou. Amadou gives it up to Hanker. Hanker to Amadou. Amadou driving in. Brunsting takes it away. Brunsting now gets the pass from Danny Voss. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Chandler Brunsting with six. It's 96-71. Into the front court with it, Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan, this is Kramer. And we have a travel violation called on Jacob Hanker. Hanker whistled for the travel. And Dort College will get the basketball back. 98-71, our score. Pass right side. Goes over to Mark Baker. Baker gives it up. Sean Broker. Broker. Left side, Bussard. Bussard to Voss. Voss down to the baseline, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away. It's stolen by Wesleyan. And driving in is Amadou. Amadou, layup good. Here in Amadou with a two-point bucket. It's 100-71. Wesleyan in front. Comes over to Baker. Baker, Broker. Broker, Bussard. Bussard, left side, Baker. Baker down to the baseline. Nothing there. Now Voss. Voss, three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan's basketball, Amadou. And we have a substitution. 2:22 remaining in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan 100, Dort College 71. And Dakota Wesleyan will set the offense. 2:18 remaining. Pass goes right side. Thought about the three and decided against it. Feed it down low to Hanker. Hanker drops it off for Jenkins. Jenkins basket good. 102-71. Wesleyan by 31. Under 2 minutes to go. Danny Voss passes to Bussard. Bussard to Broker. Broker with the basketball. Broker back over to Voss. Voss with it. Voss's pass is taken away. Thrown into the backcourt. Wesleyan tries to save it in. Now here come the Tigers. Tigers in traffic. Layup is good for Carter Brewster. Brewster with a two-point bucket. Wesleyan gets the hustle basket. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. It's 104-71. Dort College is going to fall to 3-8 and 12-11. Wesleyan will go to 8-2 in the conference. Brewster misses the free throw. And the Dort College defenders come back the other way. Baker with a basketball. Gives it up to Voss. Danny Voss on the right wing. Voss to Broker. Broker left side Baker. Baker looking down low for Casemeyer. Comes back right side back over to Broker. Broker jumper from 17. No good. Rebound cleared by Baker. Back over to Broker. Broker to Casemeyer. Casemeyer left-handed hook in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Wesleyan. They drop it down low. With it is Jenkins. Shot no good. Rebound Brewster. Under a minute to go. They feed it out front to Tucker Berg. Berg over the basketball. Berg gives it back over to Brewster. Right-handed three is up and good. Berg with the three. It's 107-71. Pass goes down low to Casemeyer. Casemeyer with a two-point basket. 107-73. Wesleyan over the basketball. They can run out the clock. Shot clock and game clock. Difference is negligible. Out front with the basketball is Jacob Hanker. 10 seconds. Now 9. And that's how this one's going to end. 107-73. Dakota Wesleyan will win it. That's our final. Dakota Wesleyan 107, Dort College 73. Coming up, the Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also online, KDCR885.com. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me. And we will get to our post-game interview. We'll do that first, and then we'll get to our numbers. Coach Ross Dalma, I wish I had something good to say, but this was a tough one all the way around, Coach. 107-73, and Dakota Wesleyan took you out of it midway through the first half, and tried to make a couple runs. They wouldn't let you back in it.
Nope, they were very good tonight, Mike. I thought they came in very focused, and you get to this point in the season where, you know, they're in third place in the conference. They need to hold serve, and they played like it.
You came out. You had it tied at 12-12. You were down 16-15, and then they just got away from you a little bit offensively. Their speed on offense seemed to give your team trouble, and that's something hard to simulate in practice.
It is, and it's also really hard to guard when you're not ready to play and you're not mentally focused, and you know, you don't have yourself, at a point where you're just ready to compete as hard as you possibly can. And, you know, they pose enough challenges the way it is, but they're really good, you know, when you're a step slow and you're not mentally dialed in. And we weren't mentally dialed in. We got behind. Things didn't go well. We didn't adjust. we did not get much leadership on the floor, and we panicked, and everything just really went about as bad as possible tonight. Very disappointing, given the fact that we had played so well since coming back from Christmas. We had competed so hard, and that's kind of been, you know, our trademark. You take a look at the rebounds, for example. They had 20 defensive rebounds in the first half. We had 3 offensive rebounds. For us to be good, that has to be flipped on its head. And last week when we were playing well against Morningside and Hastings, it was. And, you know, just simply put, the effort wasn't where it needed to be tonight. First half, we got behind. We'd come down. We'd take a shot on the first side, one pass in. It was just very dysfunctional and discombobulated. Obviously some things to work on tomorrow in a tough practice.
And that's one thing I thought as I watched it, was there were periods where the game simply resembled a pickup game, and this team cannot do that. You have to find a way to, I don't know if muddy things up defensively, but you've got to do something defensively.
We do. You know, the offenses in this conference are really, really good, and we've got to be able to put together some strings at different points in the time of the game where we get stops and are able to charge back. You know, we just can't run up and down in this format with a team that has a senior point guard like this with 4 freshmen. You know, we just lost our minds at times tonight. And this is very uncharacteristic of us, and just really look forward to practicing tomorrow and getting that stuff straightened out.
Hoping this is an anomaly. Midland on Saturday going to be a difficult test.
And yeah,
we knew this was going to be a difficult week. This one has to be put behind and get ready for Midland and a better effort on Saturday night.
Yeah, just simply a better effort, Mike. And what's really disappointing is that, you know, we prepared well for this. We practiced very hard Monday and Tuesday. Our scout team, white team, had us very, very well prepared. And to come out and give an effort like this just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, and it's really disappointing.
Coach, I don't have much more to add. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders on the short end, and probably as pointed as we've heard the coach in a post-game interview in quite some time. Disappointed with the effort, obviously, and bounce-back time for the Defenders, and I would imagine it will be a long ride home. And it will be good for them to get back on the practice court tomorrow afternoon. Here are your final numbers. Dort College, 26 of 64 from the floor, 41%, 5 for 17 on threes, 29%, 16 of 25 from the free throw line, 64%. Dakota Wesleyan, 38 of 63 from the floor, 60%, 12 for 22 on threes, 55%, 19 of 24 on free throws, 79%. Dort College, 33 rebounds, Wesleyan 31. Dort College had 8 offensive rebounds, Wesleyan only had 2. But they shot 60% from the floor as well, so they only had 25 missed shots from the deck, along with 5 missed free throws. Turnovers, Wesleyan 6, Dort College had 9. The individual totals, Alec Henriksen 19 points, Marcus Winterfeld had 14. Then you've got Andrew O'Donnell with 8, Chad Barkema with 6, Taylor Feenstra with 5, Chandler Brunsting with 6, Alex Terpstra with 5, Josh Van Langen with 4, Josh Casemeyer with 2, and Zach Bussard had 4. For Dakota Wesleyan, 13 for Trey Vandenberg, 4 for Nate Davis, 17 for Tate Martin, 34 for Ty Hoagland, 11 of 13 from the floor, 9 for 12 on free throws. Jason Spicer, 8 of 9 from the floor, he ended up with 18 points. Caleb Johnson tossed in 12, 3 for Tucker Berg, 2 for Aaron Amadou, 4 for Carter Brewster. Marcus Winterfeld had 12 rebounds to pace the Defenders in that category. Taylor Feenstra ended with 5. Andrew O'Donnell had 4, and Josh Van Langen had 3. Trey Vandenberg had 4 rebounds. Jason Spicer had 9. Ty Hoagland had 5 for Wesleyan. Jason Spicer and Caleb Johnson had 2 steals each. Chandler Brunsting had 2 steals for the Defenders. Dort College slips to 12-11 and 3-8. Dakota Wesleyan is 17-5 and 8-2. Next up for the Dort College Defenders, they will travel to Fremont, Nebraska to take on the Midland Warriors Saturday afternoon. That's a 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. Let's take one more break and be back with a look at the GPAC scoreboard right after this. A look at the GPAC scoreboard. Men's basketball, Briarcliff over Northwestern. It's a final 103-77. Dakota Wesleyan over Dort College, 107-73. It was Morningside over Mount Marty, 125-74. Hastings and Doan still playing, but with 3 minutes to go, it was Hastings leading Doan, 77-65. So I don't know if you feel comfortable with calling it for Hastings. I'm going to go on that assumption right now as I take a look at the standings. On the men's side of things, it is a three-horse race. Northwestern 9-2, Midland 9-2, Dakota Wesleyan 8-2 after play tonight. Briarcliff lurking at 7-4. Morningside and Hastings, if Hastings holds up with the Doan, both 5-5. Concordia 4-6, Doan 3-7, Dort College 3-8, Mount Marty is 0-11. Women's side of things tonight, it was Hastings over Doan 69-64, Northwestern over Briarcliff 71-60, Dakota Wesleyan over Dort 76-42. Morningside over Mount Marty, 82-66, and Concordia winner over College of St. Mary, 101-77. Women's basketball, Concordia is 12-0 with 10 games to go. Beg your pardon, with 8 games to go. Hastings is 11-1, Dakota Wesleyan 9-2. Then you've got separation. Morningside is 7-4, Northwestern is 7-6, Midland and Briarcliff 5-7, Doan 4-7, Mount Marty 4-8, College of St. Mary 1-12, Dort College 0-12. That's going to do it for a broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Till Saturday afternoon from Fremont, I'm Mike Biker for KDCR 88.5. Online, KDCR88.5.com. Good evening.